The state of disaster, which has already been extended twice, comes to an end in less than 24 hours. And yet there is still no clarity at all on what is going to happen next. This is completely unacceptable. The stranglehold this places on our country goes way beyond the immediate damaging effects of the regulations, because it is the uncertainty that inflicts the most damage. Millions of livelihoods are now in peril, as thousands of businesses cannot plan for the immediate future. And every day, more and more of them are taking the heartbreaking decisions to close their doors. And the big question is, where is the president in all of this? How can it be that a country's leader goes missing in the midst of its biggest crisis? We know he's around because he can find time to make fluffy addresses or pen platitude-filled newsletters about a fantasy future which we know will never happen under his government. But as far as making the critical and tough decisions that are needed right now to save our economy, which is fast collapsing thanks to the lockdown crisis, he is nowhere to be seen. It's crystal clear what the president must do now. He's got to stand up to his own associates and immediately and end this hard lockdown. There can be no more talk of levels that don't serve any purpose other than to obliterate what's left of the economy. What is needed now is good sense and sensibility to prevail. Even government's own allies in COSATU and NEDLAC have made it very, very clear that we need to end the lockdown that cannot be justified anymore. The scientists and the president's own ministerial advisory committee have long said the lockdown should be lifted. The virus is going to be with us a year, even two from now. We cannot remain trapped by indecision and executive ego until then. We must be smart when it comes to reducing the risk of transmission through masks, hygiene, distancing, and ramping up an ongoing testing program. But we have to get out there now and start to rebuild our shattered economy. Every day the president dithers, our country is one step closer to economic ruin. South Africa needs the president now to do the right thing. Act like a president, find some courage, face down the factions in his own party, and end this hard lockdown immediately.